Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Fall and summer are the times when trees should thrive. They're also the times when it's easy to see problems. Ash trees are a staple landscape tree for their large canopies. The biggest pest of concern for ash is the emerald ash borer, or EAB. This pest has been confirmed in three more Kansas counties this year: Pottawatomie, and even closer, Linn and Bourbon counties. This means that the new frontier for emerald ash borer is Coffee, Anderson, Allen, Neosho, and Crawford counties. Now, this isn't meant to be a massive cause for alarm, just information to prepare for signs of EAB eventually. So what does it look like? The adult is a metallic green beetle, about half an inch long and an eighth of an inch wide. It's relatively skinny and fits easily on Lincoln's face on a penny. EAB was first reported in Michigan and Canada in 2002, with the first confirmed Kansas presence in 2012. The adults emerge from trees in late spring to summer, when they will mate and lay eggs. When the adults emerge from a tree trunk, they leave a characteristic D-shaped exit hole in the bark, only about an eighth of an inch wide. Larvae hatch in the summer and fall and begin eating. Their path of destruction is a serpentine S-shaped tunnel that usually is not seen until the tree comes down or has damage. The larvae are flat, white to off-white worms with segmented bodies. Each segment is a bell shape. They can start out around a quarter of an inch long and grow to 1.5 inches. The problem is, it's far easier to see the tree than it is to see the beetle or larvae. Some signs to look out for in ash trees is canopy decline, woodpeckers, and stress growth. The canopy decline may be the most obvious symptom. Tree branches thin in the upper canopy first and then work their way down until the tree can't sustain itself anymore. This follows the larvae feeding patterns. Along with thinning, there may be sprouts from the trunk or main limbs. This is called epicormic growth and is often a stress response. Along with poor growth, splitting bark may also occur. Lastly, the woodpeckers know about the beetle before humans. Woodpecker feeding can mean any number of bugs, not just EAB, but will leave large holes. This can lead to ash blonding, where pale damaged bark is visible amidst regular dark bark. The recommendation for infested trees is removal and burning or chipping of wood. Now, this isn't something that has to be done tomorrow. Keep an eye out for signs of the beetle, monitor the tree, do not transport ash wood. Early detection probably won't stop the beetle, but it will help for a game plan. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.